Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at the Essex Police, and this week I think you're looking at slightly the other side of that, but you're going to Chelmsford Prison, is that right?
Yes, to talk about an escape from Chelmsford Prison. This is back in February 1847, so it's not a recent one, I hasten to add. And how it occurred was, or how it's reported in the Times newspaper, no less, was that during a changeover of warders, change of shift, the warder taking over left the doors unlocked of the cells.
Yep.
And two prisoners, I'm amazed it was only two that were reported, James Goldsmith and John Allam, escaped from their cells. One of them, we're told, wearing only his nightshirt.
Oh, right.
And they scaled the wall of the prison and jumped off of the wall. Now, the wall was 20 foot high. So no surprise that James Goldsmith actually broke his leg in the jump. So he wasn't really going anywhere.
Yeah.
But Allam got away. And there was a party sent after him, a party of prison officers sent after him, and he was discovered on the road to Tiptree. So he managed to get quite a long way before he was found.
He'd gone a bit further. He could have been a bit of a jam.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
Dear. Yes. Very good.
Sorry.
Very good. I'll let you off that joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was discovered almost at Tiptree. Interestingly, he was the one who had escaped wearing only his nightshirt.
Heavens.
But when he was found at Tiptree, he'd somehow acquired a pair of trousers.
Yeah.
So whether he'd stolen them from somebody's washing line or he'd ambushed somebody en route and taken their trousers, we don't know. But he was hauled back to prison where he got another sentence on top of the one he was already serving. He was serving a sentence for assaulting a female.
Yeah.
And we're told that the prison warder, the guilty prison warder who had forgotten to lock the doors, was suspended and subsequently dismissed.
Gosh. Well, there we are. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next week?
Next week we're going to be looking at a female tramp whose name was Marmalade Emma.
Marmalade Emma. Great, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.